This is Michael Edward Miller for WTC, and right now I'm standing in front of the largest mural in Chattanooga. It's on Martin Luther King Boulevard downtown. It's painted on the AT&T building, and it wraps around the entire building. If you want to see the whole thing, you'll have to walk all the way around this building to see it on all four sides. The mural is finished. It's taken months, but it's finally finished. And back in the summer, in August, I spoke with Meg Saligman. She's the artist who spearheaded the mural's creation. At the time when we spoke, the mural was incomplete, and she wasn't ready to tell us what it was going to look like.
That's the magic question. You have to come drive by the mural site and see it unfold before your eyes.
If you do drive by now that it's done, well, what you would see depends on which of the four sides of the building you drove past. As I said, the mural wraps around the entire thing, but all four sides do prominently feature one thing, people. The bright, colorful mural shows adults and children dancing and playing music, and one child is riding a bicycle, delivering papers. These painted images are all based on photographs of real men, women, and children in the MLK neighborhood. Saligman worked with the community to create this mural, not only asking them to pitch in and help paint it, but to actually be the faces on the walls.
The type of work I do, that type of interaction and collaboration makes it stronger. That's what I'm drawn to.
Of course, the problem with talking about the mural on the radio, well, I feel like I just can't do justice to the size of it.
It's a 40,000 square foot painting mural, so it'll be one of the largest murals in the U.S.,
Saligman is a nationally recognized artist who lives in Philadelphia. Organizations around the world have commissioned her to create huge works of public art like this. Prior to this, she created a 30,000 square foot mural in Louisiana and a 32,000 square foot mural in Omaha. She's even created art at the request of a rock star. Jon Bon Jovi has an organization called the Soul Foundation. His organization helped fund an apartment building for homeless and low-income people.
So he's very interested in that type of activity. He's from our neck of the woods in Philly and South Jersey, and I was hired to do the art within that building.
Saligman has created public art in Mexico and Tanzania, as well as the United States. In 2006, Public Art Review featured her as one of the 10 most influential American muralists of the past decade. Still, she says there are challenges for her in creating a 40,000 square foot mural.
The challenge of the large is just accessing all parts of the wall. Some parts are very high, some parts are in creaky corners. So there's lots of, it's a big construction site when you're doing something this large, but how many people have the opportunity to paint, you know, a six-story hand or so it's if you're a painter, it's an amazing opportunity.
The mural is located at 300 ML King Boulevard. It's finished now, and the public dedication is coming up, where Saligman will speak about the process of creating it and how the community got involved. That's coming up on January 18th, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.